There's been a lot of talk about drought recently across Arizona and the West, especially with the relatively dry winter we've been having. But my next guest wishes we didn't use the D word as much as we do. Tom Philp is Strategic Communications and Policy Advisor for the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, and he's written about how we may need a new lexicon to talk about our current water situation. Philp joins me, and Tom, it seems like you're arguing the language we use to talk about drought and water and our water supplies is inadequate. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
It is. I think we're missing a couple of words, and we're overusing a couple of words. And the words that are overused, particularly in a California context, is the word drought and the word normal. And currently, we are in an extremely dry year after one of the wettest years in recorded history. And the D word is beginning to creep into media accounts as each dry day progresses, and we stop using that word as soon as it starts to rain like mad again. And what we're really in is something not in a, at least at the moment, we're not in a classic drought pattern. We are in a pattern where this century, 2 years out of three, have been dry, below average. And it's really this longer term dry pattern that's the thing to really worry about. In California, we start to use the D word informally once it stops raining. And then the governor comes along well into the dry cycle and then declares an official drought, which he did in April of 2015. And then he declares it over with yet another executive order after it's been raining like mad. And this focus on drought, this short term, tends to avoid the longer-term weather pattern change that we're in that's probably a bigger deal.
Well, is this a matter, do you think, of maybe a disparity between the technical meanings of some of these words and the way that people think about, for example, what a drought is and sort of what it actually means to be in one or not be in one?
It is. I mean, this is going to be, absent a miraculous end of this year, one of the driest years in California we'll have ever seen. On the other hand, because we came off this record wet year, the reservoir system in Northern California and Southern California, by and large, are pretty good. So is it going to be a drought this year from a water delivery perspective for most of California or almost all of California? No. If this is the first of two or three of these years, are we going to be in both what I call a weather drought and a water supply drought? Yes.
It seems as though for a lot of people, just in having conversations with people in the Phoenix area, when they hear drought, it kind of triggers in their mind, okay, we don't have as much water as maybe we should, and maybe we need to be a little more mindful about how we're using it. So I wonder if in that way, even if it's not technically a drought and maybe we're jumping to use it a little too frequently, if it maybe isn't helpful to use it because it makes people think even if it's worse than it actually is, they're maybe doing some things that are helpful regardless.
If that's what it takes to get people to embrace conservation as a way of life, to remind them that we are in basically a very long drought pattern with a few good years in between, I'm all for it. We at Metropolitan are trying year in and year out to motivate our 19 million residents in our six Southland counties to embrace conservation as a way of life. It's pretty darn easy, or a lot easier, when it's not raining. It's harder when it's raining, but we need to do it year in and year out because even though we may be in one pretty good year, we're probably going to have another not so good one right around the corner.
When you were describing sort of how a drought is declared and then when it's declared over, it kind of struck me that it's in some ways maybe similar to how economists describe, for example, a recession, how they have to have X number of quarters of, you know, a certain economic growth before it's officially a recession. Meanwhile, everybody sort of in the world knows that things aren't great. And then the recession is over after things have really started getting better.
I think that's a great analogy. Your economy is going into the soup well before the official recession is declared. There is this fixation, it seems, particularly with water on drought. Are we in a drought or not? Long term, doesn't really matter.
Do you think that there's a danger sort of among the public? You talked about, you know, the communication of, you know, trying to get these ideas across of conservation and sort of where we're at. Is there a danger, do you think, of getting too nuanced in terms of drought versus dry period versus semi-drought? Like, do you think people can handle that level of nuance?
I think you're making a good point. I mean, for the average citizen who wants to lead a normal life, they want reliable water, obviously, and they want it at a reasonable price. Do they need to worry or think about any given time whether we're in an official drought or a long-term semi-drought or in a wonderful rain period? No. And I think we all in the West have somewhat disconnected ourselves from the immediate weather and our water supply reliability. We in the water industry, our job is to be reliable to you, the customer, regardless of what the weather is like. So we've kind of, in one way, tried to disconnect people from the immediate weather reality and your water reliability. On the other hand, we need to take our same public and figure out a way to increase their level of awareness so that they use the water wisely, so there's enough behind Lake Mead for all of us, and to prevent shortage.
Tom Philp is Strategic Communications and Policy Advisor for the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.